There's increasing excitement among cancer researchers regarding the potential of immunotherapy. Those are treatments that use a patient's own immune system to fight cancer. One promising experimental therapy, particularly for blood cancers, is called CAR T-cell therapy. It's extreme and very risky, but when it works, it can make cancers disappear entirely. Well, Meghana Keshavan is a biotech correspondent for our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication, and she joins us. First, tell us, how does this therapy work?
So we have these white blood cells in our bodies called T cells. They're considered kind of the serial killers of our body. They kill infections. They'll go after cancer cells. So basically, the doctors will remove your own blood cells from your body, re-engineer them, and then feed them back into your body.
So an exciting potential there. But you also write that it has to nearly kill you if it's going to save you. Why is that?
So the way that you know that this therapy is working is that your immune system kind of goes haywire. It just gets a little out of control. And when that happens, you get severe fevers, trouble breathing, all kinds of things. But it is indicating that these T cells are active and they're actively attacking the cancer and just releasing all of these chemicals that are causing an immune response. But it's a very, very strong immune response that could nearly kill you if not managed properly by doctors.
Have people died?
Oh, yes, yes. 4 patients have died from side effects in the past year. That said, they also have a very high cure rate of, you know, these blood cancers. I want to be specific, by the way. CAR T is working in blood cancers, and they haven't really figured out how to do this in solid cancers like breast or ovarian.
Right. So what is the cure rate then? What is that very high cure rate?
So I spoke with somebody from the National Cancer Institute, and she's saying that with lymphomas and leukemias, half are getting cured. And in children who have these blood cancers, it can be like 85% even.
So potentially really high. Okay.
Really, yeah.
Well, so for those people whom this experimental therapy has been a success, do they have any long-term complications or side effects that we yet know of?
I did speak to a patient who has been cancer-free for 1.5 years after being told she was terminal a couple of years ago with a type of cancer, and her immunity has gone down a little bit. She has to take shots of something called immunoglobulin to like boost up her immune system. But other than that, she's okay. She is a little more susceptible to getting sick. But besides that, her energy levels are up and she's, you know, living life.
I'm going to guess that she thinks that's a small price to pay to be free of her cancer.
Absolutely.
Well, how close is this therapy to gaining approval and moving out of these experimental or clinical trial phases?
So they're in pretty late stage trials right now. And if all goes to plan, 2 companies could have this CAR-T product in patients next year.
So if CAR T-cell therapy is ultimately approved for use beyond these experimental phases, at what point in time might doctors prescribe it? I mean, is it a first-line type of therapy? Or, I mean, the people that you talked to, it was sort of their last resort.
Yeah, I think the doctors are still trying to figure that out. Right now, the trials are being done in people as a last, you know, resort. However, the patient that I spoke to, she was relatively healthy compared to a lot of the other patients, and it cured her effectively. And she thinks that it could be a first-line therapy. A lot of the researchers also think that. But right now, since we're so early in the research process, they're not necessarily saying that this is the first way, like the first approach.
Well, Meghana Keshavan is a biotech correspondent with our partners at STAT. And can we just acknowledge that we have a Meghana and a Meghana doing this conversation? There's like a wormhole or a tear in the space-time continuum
that
has
amazing.
Brought us together.
It makes me happy.